The men intruded into their argument and said, "I have a view. I have a view." Miss Bartlett was startled. She knew that the intruder was ill-bred even before she glanced at him. He was an old man of heavy build, with a fair shaven face and large eyes. There was something childish in those eyes, though it was not the childishness of senility. What exactly it was, Miss Bartlett did not stop to consider, for her glance passed on to his clothes. These did not attract her. He was probably trying to become acquainted with them before they got into the swim. So she assumed a dazed expression when he spoke to her, and then said, "A view? Oh, a view! How delightful a view is!" "This is my son," said the old man. "His name's George. He has a view too."
"Ah,"
said Miss Bartlett. "What I mean," he continued, "is that you can have our rooms and we'll have yours. We'll change." Miss Bartlett in reply opened her mouth as little as possible and said, "Thank you very much indeed. That is out of the question."
"Why?"
said the old man with both fists on the table.
"Because it is quite out of the question, thank you."
"You see, we don't like to take," began Lucy.
"But why?"
he persisted.
"Women like looking at the view, men don't."
And he thumped with his fist like a naughty child and turned to his son, saying, "George, persuade them."
"It's obvious they should have the rooms," said the son. "There's nothing else to say."